Thank you, Kara. Okay, our first question here is, it says, do you have any thoughts or plans for improving pedestrian biking safety and accessibility, as well as decreasing speeds on the 378 hill-to-hill bridge? I will talk a little bit about that. Is that I think that one of the things that we have in our city is we do have kind of a car culture. And one of the things that we need to do is we need to take a look at that from a structural point of view. As far as the places where, as I said before, Broad Street was designed for cars, it wasn't designed for people. And we need to, from a kind of systemic point of view, take a look at that. But there's a lot we can do as far as walkability is concerned. And I think, as you know, I won't repeat my comments before. I'll let Kiara kind of talk about her own kind of comments there. But, you know, I think as 378 Bridge, which is set to get redone sometime in the next several years, I think it's going to obviously be a priority as well for us, is that intersection there. And how do we cut down on the speeding vehicles?
Yeah, and I heard you say when you were speaking with Grace that we all bring our own sort of lenses to situations, and what might work for you might not work for others. And again, we all come with our own experiences. And one of mine is having lived in a city, Cambridge, namely, a city that is very walkable and actively promotes walkability and public transportation and bikeability. And it is something that is an important issue to everybody there. It's also a very traffic-filled city, and I'm sure you've, this question does not mention the pedestrian bridge, but I'm sure many of you out there have heard about the plans, the sustainability, the study that already was underway for the pedestrian bridge, which, you know, I really love, because I live sort of at one side of the Fahey Bridge, and for some time my office was on the south side. I'm working from home now. But it's a pleasure to be able to walk to work. That's a normal part of my life. But I think it's very important that we create the infrastructure to make that possible for people who want to walk, for people who are interested in fitness and exercise, for people who are interested in sustainability, for people who don't have vehicles to travel with. I appreciate the improvements to the Fahey Bridge thus far, but we can do more to make the city more walkable and to sort of get the word out about how to do that safely.
I would just add to that. It's like, I agree. And I think if you look, and I think everybody on city council does a lot of walking and biking and running. And it's one of those things that I know my mom goes for her walk every morning, and then she texts me and says all of the intersections that are not walker friendly. And I mean, that's something that we need to change the culture there, and we need to do everything we can to create that type of community.
And I'll just jump in and say, too, in addition to creating the culture of people who walk and bike, it's important to educate our drivers about that as well. It's obviously a significant safety issue. And I've noticed, you know, crossing at the crosswalks on Main Street, it's not a given that a driver will stop, even though there's the signpost in the middle of the street. So it's really important that we're kind of educating both sides of that coin.